If you ever plan to motor west, travel my way, take the highway, that's the best.
For KBOK and Changing Hands Bookstore, I'm Randy Kinkle, and this is Book Notes, a book club for lovers of the arts. If you look at 917 East Van Buren Street in Phoenix today, you won't see much. It's a vacant lot. Just down Van Buren past 9th Street, there's a Circle K. Across the street's a new apartment complex. The only clue to what might have been there is an old asphalt parking lot and driveway, all that's left of what was a thriving business on a street that once hummed with the energy of travelers stopping for a rest on their journeys east or west at the junction of four major U.S. highways. One of the 150 or so motels, motor inns, courts, or courtyards that lined Van Buren from the 1930s through the 1960s and earned it the nickname Motel Alley. This particular address, 917 East Van Buren, is the site of Newton's Inn, the motor court where Andy Warhol and friends stayed on their way back from Andy's first West Coast gallery show in L.A. in 1963. That's right, Andy Warhol slept here on Van Buren in Phoenix. It's just a tiny part of the little documented chapter in the life of the pop artist that's recounted in the book The Trip, Andy Warhol's Plastic Fantastic Cross-Country Adventure by Deborah Davis. It's the KBOK Changing Hands Bookstore Book Notes selection for the month of September. Deborah Davis is the author of six books and no stranger to writing about art and celebrity. Among her books are Fabritius and The Goldfinch, A True Story of Art, Tragedy, and Immortality, Strapless, John Singer Sargent and the Fall of Madame X, and Part of the Century, The Fabulous Story of Truman Capote and His Black and White Ball. She formerly worked as an executive story editor and story analyst for several major film companies. It was just about at this time of year, the end of summer and the beginning of fall, September 24th, 1963, that Andy Warhol and three friends decided to drive cross-country in a Ford Falcon station wagon to Los Angeles for Andy's new show at Irving Bloom's Ferris Gallery. Davis's book is an account of what happened just before the trip, along the way, and just after the guys all got back to New York City. An episode in the life of Warhol just as he and his images were becoming ubiquitous pop art icons of the 60s and 70s. At first, I was a little miffed at Davis for taking so long to get to the trip itself, but then I realized that the events leading up to the cross-country trek, Warhol's life in New York as an illustrator, the beginnings of his work and the reasons behind it at the big gallery show, Warhol's first visit to and immersion in his beloved and glamorous Hollywood, and his establishment of the factory after he returned were all part of the trip. And what's more, a too often ignored period in art history that deserves a larger room in the Museum of 20th Century Art History. There's a lot of rich material here about the whole New York City cultural scene of the late 50s and early 60s that Warhol was in. Davis weaves interviews and first-hand accounts of the events into her narrative as events unfold on and off the road. I was surprised at the lack of photos and art reproductions in the book. Seems like there should have been more of them, considering the lengths that Warhol normally went to document everything, including saving brochures and receipts. Maybe they weren't available to the author for this book, but it sure would have made for a more well-rounded experience and given the reader a more immediate sense of the groundbreaking work that people like Warhol, Jasper Johns, and Robert Rauschenberg were doing at the time. A lot of great tidbits in this book. I like the accounts of Warhol, Rauschenberg, and Jasper Johns all making extra money as window artists for department stores in New York City. It's also interesting to see how Warhol morphs from using a photo booth on Times Square to create images, then placing those images in sequence to imitate movement, to buying a camera and deciding to make movies as art, like in his films The Kiss and Sleep. I really like this book. I think you will too. The Trip, Andy Warhol's Plastic Fantastic Cross-Country Adventure by Deborah Davis, is the KBOK Changing Hands Bookstore Book Notes selection for September. To find out more about the book and to order it at a 10% Book Notes discount, go to www.changinghands.com. For KBOK and Changing Hands Bookstore, this is Book Notes, a book club for arts lovers.
Get your kicks on Route 66. Get your kicks on Route 66.